Hello, everybody. Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, coming to you with another one of my leadership podcasts. And I'm pleased today to be sharing a podcast with my good friend Alejandro Tornato. And it's a topic that you're definitely going to want to hear. So here we go.
Wonderful to see that blue sky and green trees through my window. Very refreshing and enlightening, but at the same time is refreshing and enlightening to be in the company of my dear friend, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Bob. And so he cannot wait to be with all of you. So let me just go and bring him here. There you are. How are you doing, Bob, today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Tell me something. I didn't know you had a window in front of you.
This is the window to success.
It reminds me of that story of the guys. This guy was in the hospital. He was in the bed away from the window, and the guy in the other bed would comment every day about how beautiful and sunny and the landscape and the scenery. And the guy in the other bed was wondering, what is with this guy? There's a brick wall there. And finally, what happened was, though, that this guy that was in the bed by the window passed away. And he asked the nurse, what was up with this guy that he always used to comment about how pretty and beautiful and the scenery? And the nurse told the guy that the guy that just passed away was actually blind.
That's
and what is today's title?
And today's title, very intriguing title, but very appropriate, is go ahead and fix some windows before it gets worse. Fix some windows before it gets worse. And having said that, I am going to give the platform for the next few moments to my colleague Bob, because he has a lot to offer about fixing windows, believe me.
Well, first of all, when you're in a house, you got to fix something. Otherwise, things wear down. As I recall, the great Paul Martinelli commented one day that as soon as a building is finished being built, it begins to deteriorate. We just don't see it right away. So, no kidding, there I was. Back in 2004, we were moving into a new, I'm going to call it a condo, but it's more like a townhouse. It was a side-by-side, nobody above me, nobody below me. We had the whole, and we got the first one that was being built. So you know that everything that's going to go wrong is going to happen in the unit that is the first one, and then they will adjust as they go along. Hopefully, the people that are doing the installation are well trained and actually know what they're doing. Because in Bermuda, we don't build with 2x4s and sheetrock. We build with concrete block and plaster. And so if you're going to put windows and doors in, the measurements have to be as exact as possible. And when they're not, they're busy filling it in with plaster on the side. But where I'm going with that is that we had this big, beautiful window with a wonderful arch at the top. I think it was maybe eight feet wide and maybe 12 or 14 feet tall. Mm-hmm. It went up two floors to make it story short. And we could look out at the ocean on a beautiful and sunny day. But sometimes, just as I have turned 90 degrees from where I normally sit, sometimes the wind shifts. And when it rains, it blows, and the water was hitting the window, and all of a sudden, water was coming in the house because yes, they had installed the windows, but they did not install them fully correctly. So they had to come back and they had to fix it. And then we had to wait for the next rain to see if there was going to be any more water. And yes, there was. And so it was continual until finally they sort of got it right. But now, 2004 to 2020, depending upon how strong the wind is, still get water coming through the frame. Now, let me add to that, because I know it's important to fix some windows before it's too late, but make sure that when you install things in the first place, that you install what is proper for the area. And we'll relate this to how this applies to leadership. Make sure that you install what's proper in the first place. Again, I have this wonderful, beautiful condominium townhouse, and they wanted to upscale it a little bit. So they decided, instead of putting a regular door on the front, they would put a beautiful cedar door as the entrance door. Looks wonderful. However, again, because of the manufacturing, when the wind blows in a certain direction and it's raining, in comes the rain through the cracks in the door.
It's that story and the way that you describe it, that it was the very first unit being built, is the same as when Apple releases an iPhone and is the very first version of this new iPhone. And I heard so many people, a lot of people, they rush, to the Apple stores, to mm-hmm. get it. But the more aware kind of a people, they say, no, let's wait until they release the first update to the phone, because the very first one, most likely, it's filled with all kinds of bugs and defects and so forth. And if you get that, then you'll have to go through the pain of all that before they begin to do the fixing up of the software and so forth. So how is this fixing of windows relate either directly or indirectly with the fact that we want to impact other people, that we want to add value to others, we want to lead lives, whether it be exercising self-leadership or leading others, leading a team? How is this kind of a fixing things, not to let water or wind through the cracks, is applicable to a personal growth and development type journey?
Well, there are so many books out there. I'm thinking of Harvey McKay's book, How to Learn to Swim with the Sharks. I'm thinking of a couple of Maxwell books, The Five Levels of Leadership. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Shift happens. We get installed in the beginning. We have this window that gets installed in the beginning, and it's in position. And because it's in position, we think, okay, I'm good. I don't need to do anything else. However, sometimes we learn that, oh my gosh, we've installed this window, but maybe we need to put a shade in. Maybe we need to put some shutters in. And that's where the continual leadership training, mentorship training, coaching comes in, because you can't just rely on the fact that you've installed this window or installed this door and walk away and you never need to do anything else.
I see. So then basically, once the window is installed, we need to keep doing perhaps maintenance or an upkeep or an update and so forth. And then when let's say when we are in a sense speaker, coaches, or trainers, whether we are certified, but we are in a position that we want to begin adding value to others, and so we do the work ourselves. I mean, we read the books and we gather the resources and we have everything in our disposal. We think, or we may think, that that's everything that we need, and we don't need anything else. And then we tend to get into a mentality of settling. And then that's right. And that just, okay, I don't need to keep learning more because I think that compared to others, then I am pretty high in the level. So, and that is the very wrong attitude that that people take. I mean, it's not settling, it's being constantly renewed and constantly upkept ourselves, because if we want to give to others, well, first of all, we need to have it ourselves, but not just have it in a small dose. We need to keep increasing it and to keep increasing it and to keep getting better and to keep reevaluating ourselves. And that is the analogy. I mean, we always have to keep working on ourselves before we can start or we can continue giving that to other people.
So let me throw in a couple of more aspects, because the old adage, you either pay me now or you'll pay me later. Because not all of us are talented and gifted when it comes to all of the maintenance that is required to do things. Now, another example is, again, going back to my beautiful condominium townhouse with central, well, it wasn't central, it was a split system air conditioners. Problem was, is that I'm surrounded, well, we're not surrounded, but I have a lot of ocean around, and salt is everywhere.
That's right.
And for some reason, these guys are so smart. Let me tell you how smart they are. They don't make the air conditioner compartments out of plastic. They make it out of metal. And so what happens is, if you don't maintain the upkeep,
maybe rust.
Maybe just like that. And we tend to get rusty. And so there's an importance as to why you need to bring the maintenance man in on a regular basis.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And in the same way, coaches, I mean, sometimes, I mean, you may think, well, I'm a coach, then I love to coach people. I love to help people throughout their journeys. I mean, if they're stuck, I mean, I want to help them get unstuck. But you know what happens, Bob? There are some coaches that have a thinking frame that says, well, I am a coach. I was certified, or I learned, or I took the classes and the courses and all the rest. So I have arrived. So I'm a coach. I'm in a position that I can coach others. But they forget the very primary element that if you're a coach, you need to be coached. You need another coach, I mean, to help you get you to the next level. Okay? And that is, I think that it all boils down, I guess, to me, to this whole concept of being a perpetual learner. Mm-hmm. You know, there is, since I heard this quote, the very first time, is just stuck on my head. And it's a quote by Eric Hoffer. And Eric Hoffer says, in times of change, it is the learners who will inherit the future. While the learned, or the so-called professors, know it all, they are the ones that are greatly equipped to live in a world that no longer exists, because the world keeps on moving forward and they think that they got it, and that's a grave mistake. So I am happy that we are and we belong to the category of the learners, those who have a mindset of curiosity, a mindset that there is more for us to learn and to know and to have and to be and to do. We haven't reached the end yet.
What was it that Les Brown said? You gotta be hungry.
That's exactly right.
Although with a little bit more emphasis.
That's right. But I mean, yes, it's true. Is to have that constant spirit of, I call it exploration. You have to be like little kids asking questions. Never stop asking questions. You know, I mean, you mentioned John Maxwell. I mean, a book, Great Leaders Ask Great Questions. Everything, you know, and John Maxwell says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. But I am going to come up with something new, if I may. A great life is lived by asking great questions. Nothing more, nothing less. How about that?
So I know you have a story to tell, but I'm going to go back to my windows for just a second, because some people may be saying, well, why aren't you doing what you need to do to the windows? Or why aren't you plugging up the holes in those doors? Yeah. Now, sometimes you have to, as we were discussing, you've got to have maintenance, a regular maintenance schedule. And so I've just recently learned that there's a special spray that I spray inside the tracks of the windows, which negates the salt, and the windows go up and down easily, again, like they were brand new. In fact, better than they were brand new. But again, if you're not maintaining with that spray every once in a while, so how often you need to have input and interaction with your coach or additional training and knowledge and books and what have you may be different for each individual. But you know what? It's probably the same for everybody. But I know you have a story you were going to tell, and I enjoy this story. So if my head gets swollen and gets too big for the screen, you'll understand.
Now, this remind me, this is a story about the fact that we have to look at ourselves as windows, I mean, to other people, isn't it?
Yes, and it was a story about somebody you know pushing you.
Of course. It comes to mind. And that happened, I guess, a couple of years or maybe 3 years ago. I was participating of a weekend workshop, or a weekend retreat, I would call it, a weekend retreat. It was a personal growth weekend retreat here in Atlanta, Georgia. And as part of that retreat, then one day, I think it was a Saturday morning, we went to a ropes course. And for those of you who don't know, as I did not know back then what a ropes course was, it's a course. I mean, you are out in the middle of nowhere with a lot of intricate obstacle courses that you have to navigate. I mean, most of them are at a pretty good high up. Okay, and so you have to climb through ropes, and you do zip lining, and you do all kinds of things that really push you and challenge you. And so we come to this particular obstacle, and the only thing that I could see was a big, like a tree trunk. I mean, very high, very, very high. And so my friend, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Bob, was there and was looking at me, and I was undecided at that moment. I said, am I going to do it or not? Because I am afraid of heights, okay? Just for all of you, I mean, to know, I am afraid of heights. And this was pretty high. And so Bob looked at me, and just his look was saying to me, you will not leave this place until you climb that pole up to the top and you prove yourself that you can do it. Just the eye, just the look in Bob's eyes told me that. And so I think I gather all the strength that I could have, and I approached the pole, and I began the awful climb. But you know, something strange was happening to me, because when I was standing and my feet were touching the floor, I was almost paralyzed. I could not even move. But as I was taking one step after another step, climbing that pole, that initial fear was beginning to dissipate. And as I was climbing even higher, that fear was being replaced by expectancy. I mean, the expectancy that I wanted to get it done. And I got to the top. Now, the idea was that you should stand with both feet on top of the pole. Well, that I was not able to do, but I got to the top and I just jumped. And obviously, I mean, it's not that I smashed my face on the ground. I mean, I was tied, I mean, with harness and so forth. But it was such a feeling of achieving something and fulfillment to really climb and get to the top of that pole. Call it insanity or whatever it is, but that is, I think, something that illustrates that when we do something that goes beyond and we keep doing things that would help us get to the next level of our education, in a sense, to our next level of awareness. You know what? It's on the other side. On this side, perhaps, is that terror, but on the other side is that feeling of wow, I conquered what I thought was unconquerable.
And what is the English translation again of Di en el clavo?
Di en el clavo.
Yes. What's the English translation again?
I hit the nail. Yes. That's right.
Because once again, you've just hit the nail right on the head, because you crossed your line of intention. The journey of 1,000 miles, the journey of 1 mile. Start with the first step. That's where the coach comes in. That's where the mastermind comes in. That's where the seminar comes in. That is the harness, the safety rope, helping you to get to take that first step and to move forward. That's because it was so important in your story that you reminded everybody that you were. And so what would you do if you knew you could not fail?
That's exactly right. Yes. I mean, and that's, when we are confronted with uncertainties and doubts, think that on the other side, there's going to be, on this side, you're going to see, the only thing that you see is the storm and the hurricane and the tornado and the winds and everything that's just blowing and thrashing you from here to there. But once you navigate through that and you cross over and you get to the other side, there is calmness.
Even with that, the apprehension of the approach of the tornado or the hurricane. But that's where the training comes in. So I'm going to put out a call to action today, because you did it the other day. I'm going to put out a call to action today that everybody needs to go and prepare their maintenance on their windows and their doors, which in realistic, I'm referring to themselves, not just the windows and doors, but the analogy of using the windows and doors and the air conditioning housing and the rust I'm going to challenge everybody to cross that line of intention this week and do something that they didn't do yesterday.
That's right. Something completely new. I mean, and not only that, and some people may say, hey, Bob, but you're asking us to do something even now that we are a little bit limited in what we can do even outside and so forth because of the times that we're living. But remember, be creative and do something that not only is something new, but I'll take it one step further. Do something that is not perhaps that easy to do. Something that pushes you and prods you to become a little bit uncomfortable. Because the whole idea is that you would be in a position of being comfortable being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so just do something that pushes you, that gets your knees shaking a little bit, because once you get past that, you're going to see the difference that it makes and how great you are going to feel afterwards. I mean, a feeling of accomplishment and a feeling that you have done something and you have made a contribution to your own life and perhaps to the life of other people.
And just in closing, because this is a great place to close.
Yes.
Anybody watching can certainly leave some comments down in the comments section.
Sure. Yes, definitely. Any final words of wisdom or just letting people know a little bit what may be coming up in the near future?
Well, again, we're going to have a combined mastermind symposium that's in the works. We'll be back on, God willing, on Friday with another unique title.
That's right. Yes.
And I'm going to leave you with the famous New York phrase: the difference between those who do it and those who don't do it is that those who do it, do it.
What more can I add? I cannot add anything to that. So the only thing that I'm going to say is do as Bob said and do as Nike says. Just do it. Okay, so thank you very much. I mean, for joining us, Bob. Thank you so very much. I mean, for the time. And let me remind you to, no matter what the circumstances are around you, live every moment, be resilient, and be kind, be passionate, and be well.
And be intentional.
And be intentional. Bye bye.